Stephen, you climb a 5,000-foot mountain. You're at the top in North Carolina, and you see this same craft that you saw when you were a youngster. What happened?
That's right. And I think what's more important about that experience was that in the meditation I had on top of the mountain, I went into the same state of spirit or consciousness that I had when I had the near-death experience almost exactly 6 months earlier. And at the end of it, I stood up, and it was crystal clear air at that altitude in October of 1973. And as I looked up at the sky and saw the Milky Way galaxy, a thought not my own came to me and said, "Behold, what a beautiful universe God has made." And with that, I went into a state of cosmic awareness, even as I was awake and standing on the mountain. And I became aware of this glow off top of the mountain, just out of the range of vision, but it was obviously right beneath the crest of the mountain. And then I sensed there was someone standing beside me, and I looked over, and here was a 3 to 4 foot high, maybe a little taller, extraterrestrial life form. But of course, I'm an 18-year-old guy. I just turned 18 in June of that year, and I didn't know what this thing was. And I kind of got on the ground. I remember getting almost like in the fetal position, thinking, what does this animal want with me? And this is an extraordinary experience. And I then stood up again, and it came over and touched me on my right shoulder so firm I had a ski jacket on that I saw the jacket indent. And as it touched my right shoulder, all the hair on my body just went on end, like sort of electricity sort of effect.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that in, like, magic houses and things. You touch a ball.
It was amazing. And it was a very attractive-looking extraterrestrial being. It had very human-looking eyes, but more almond-shaped. And with that, I went into this state of consciousness, and we floated, literally floated, like a levitation experience, right on board this craft. And next thing I know, we were out in space, but in a state where, if you imagine being in a vessel where the whole thing is fiber optics, where you just see the space around you. But I was there physically, but it was as if you were there without the need of any physical container. And as I was sitting with this being and several other extraterrestrial beings that were from different planetary systems, I learned that what they were interested in me for wasn't about me personally, but so much as the fact of what is it like for a young man in that time in history to be experiencing universal consciousness. And we literally sat in meditation together. That was the purpose. And it was on that night that we sort of co-created the CSETI, the Center for the Study of Extraterrestrial Intelligence, what's called the CE5 contact protocols, where we take people out into the field where these UFOs have been seen, go into this state of consciousness, remote view the ET craft, zoom into Earth from space, showing the ETs where we're located, and vector them into a close encounter. And that experience was first sort of co-created during this incredible encounter on this mountain back in 1973. And as I relate this in the book, I remember when I was telling this story to the group of people gathered out here at the farm, people said, well, you know, what did you talk about? I said, this wasn't talking about linear things. This is about experiencing that state of consciousness, which is the universal resonator, the universal connector amongst all peoples in the cosmos. And that's that quiet state of awareness within us that is eternal, that is infinite, that is unbounded. And I know that the reason they were interested in this experience with me was that they knew that I had experienced it a few months earlier in this near-death amazing experience that transformed my life, and figured that I would maybe understand how to take it to the next step in terms of a communication technique with these extraterrestrial life forms. And after a period of that, I found myself back on the top of this mountain, but about, oh, I'd say a quarter of a mile down this gravel road that was locked at the bottom of the mountain.
Yeah.
And suddenly I realized that I had this unusual field around me where I could go 20 or 30 feet in one step. So in other words, I was sort of had an anti-gravity energy field that was still around me. So I remember in this state of enormous joy, you know, bounding down this mountain, which is called Richest Mountain outside of the little town of Boone, North Carolina. And I was bounding down this mountain. And as I got down to the little town, this little college town, it was deserted. And I thought, my God, this was during the Yom Kippur War. I said, maybe we went to DEFCON whatever and had a nuclear exchange.
And everybody's gone, huh?
And everyone's gone. And I realized that actually what I thought had been, half an hour or so was actually 2 or 3 hours in this transcendent state of consciousness with a whole group of these extraterrestrial people on board this vehicle. And when I got to town, I realized it was actually 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. And back then, they used to have curfews for dorms. I was locked out of my dorm. It was this whole mess trying to get back in. But this was really how the entire CSETI and Disclosure Project focus effort came into being. And it was I was 18 years old in 1973 with this contact experience that happened up on the mountain. And after that, for many nights, I would practice this protocol of going into this state of unbounded mind, remote viewing deep space, connecting to these extraterrestrial people in their vehicles, and then vectoring them into that part of North Carolina where I was living. And each night I did that, there were all these reports that were actually in the papers of rangers seeing these UFOs over Shining Rock Wilderness and over Linville Gorge Wilderness and over all these areas. And after a close encounter happened with a young man who looked a great deal like me driving between Morganton and Boone, North Carolina, I said, I better stop this. This seems to be working. And so I stopped doing this experiment at that time because I didn't know what to do with it. And, of course, it was eventually formalized into the CSETI CE5 protocols in 1990. But that's really how I got started on this whole path. And all through my years, after that, I ended up becoming, very interested in higher states of consciousness, became a meditation teacher, eventually moved to Israel where I met my wife, which is another incredible story. I actually met my wife in a lucid dream. I had 5 nights in a row. I'd never met her physically until I had these dreams.
Now, was she having the same kind of dream?
No.
She was not.
But
okay.
As soon as we met, it's like we'd always known each other.
Yeah.
So it was that kind of connection. And but all those years and then going into medical school and being a physician, I sort of left this issue behind, in a sense. A few times I experimented with this protocol and had an amazing encounter. For example, in 1975, I was up in the Maritime Alps of France, and in this book, Hidden Truth, Forbidden Knowledge, I relate going out. After I had done this protocol one morning, I was sitting in this meditative state and connected to these extraterrestrial life forms in their vehicle and said, very almost childishly, I thinking back on it, I said, well, you probably don't remember who I am, but my name is Steve, and we met in this mountain in North Carolina in 1973, this whole thing. But then I went into this steady state of coherent stream of consciousness and showed them where we were in the Maritime Alps of France. And as I was walking around outside the hotel where we were staying, up in Isola, France, actually is where it was located, I was with a group of my friends, and suddenly in a crystal clear sky, I guess there were about half a dozen of us up above the hotel, here comes this tetrahedral-shaped, crystal clear extraterrestrial vehicle that appeared out of this blue sky and descended towards us. I had a friend with me who kind of became unhinged, and she said she knew I'd had this experience a couple years before. I'd confided that to her, and no one else knew about it, really. She says, were you contacting these ETs and invited them to come here? And I said, yeah, that's kind of sheepish. She said, oh, my God, don't ever do that. I'm terrified. She was really kind of freaked out. I said, well, there's nothing to be afraid of. I said, they're completely harmless, and they're very enlightened beings, and here they come. And so they continued to descend and continue to descend and continue to descend, this enormous tetrahedral-shaped craft with the sun shining off of it. And at the point where I sensed that she and a couple other people I was with became very afraid, it stopped. And then it receded, and then it just dematerialized, vanished in front of everyone's eyes.